Great pitchers matchup here on the mound. Eric Silva set to face off against Adam prospects in the system. So definitely a talented team. You have Ragsdale.
Day 6 and Monarca's Sunday will feature a live Marriott
Head Lighthouse and more. Newport is home to many popular restaurants, breweries, and unique shops.
Came back last year with Everett, pitched almost 39 innings over 8 starts. 0-2 record.
As the go-to roofing contractor for the Emeralds baseball team, we offer a wide range of roofing services tailored.
So a leadoff bun here for the Emeralds to start the top of the first. Done. Having the guys lay down bunts before they take their batting practice swings. So strikeouts, not something you see every day out of the Louisville product. Just having to move in a couple steps makes the catch. McCray electing to tag up. It'll be a close play. And he, Canadians game 2. So a big game here tonight at Rudd. Set to make his 4th start of the season. The first pitch in is a strike pitch. Takes it inside for a ball. So Adam Macko on the bump, allowing 2 runs in the first. Almost a great play from him. Now over at third. A great showing from the youngster. OCCU debit card at the PK Park box office and receive a buy one, get one compliments of OCCU. Now for the lefty. Wyatt in his first appearance hit a pop out. So it appears the catcher's all right. Just going to take a couple of pitches here.
This is Darren Lopez of Gillis Point S Tire and Auto Service in Cottage Grove. We are a family-owned business and are committed to...
Dale. 2 balls and 2 strikes now here for De Jesus. Silva looking for his 2nd strike out of the... So 1 ball, 2 strikes now here for the righty. Go around. So the count now moves to 2-2. The 1-2 misses to stay alive, a foul ball.
Located between downtown and Oakway Center.
So Trebio
menu. So let's root for our home team and come enjoy our updated specialty cocktail menu.
Undergraduate and graduate programs for students of all ages. Located in the heart of the Willamette Valley, minutes from...
At Kendall Auto Group, knocking an amazing customer experience out of the park is all about where we're focused.
Just 20 years old, the youngster. Single there from Logan Wyatt in the M's now. A 6-1 lead here in the top of the 4th. Project. Logan Wyatt comes home to score. Jared Dupree hustling home and will score. So a RBI to start off the bottom of the 4th. That'll bring up Cade Doty now. Doty coming into this game. Called in for a strike there. The 3-1 pitch, taken in for a strike, so now...
Our lineup brings efficiency with power and savings with style. Toyota.
To Rogers Field. Strikeout 3 straight batters last inning. First pitch, breaking ball in the dirt there. This is outside. According to MLB.com, the number 20...
To be sure you get home safely.
In his last appearance at Everett, going 2-8. Now facing a 3-ball count.
95-3 the score. Sponsored by Eugene Electric Bicycles. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Next pitch called in for a strike there. So the count now evens up at 1. This year, the first pitch he saw, a home run. Batting 7th in the catcher. Batting 8th in this lineup. Next pitch misses upstairs for a ball. So the count now, 3-1 here. Danger. Dangerous situation. Won't want to walk the batter and load up the bases. Madison comes set. The 3-1 pitch now. Misses upstairs for a ball. So a 5-pitch walk from Ben Madison. And the bases are loaded here in the bottom of the 6th. Still no movement over there in the Emeralds bullpen. Seems like they are very trusting here of Madison. That'll bring up Garrett Spain now. Spain, 0-2 so far today. 0-12 on the season. The M's pitching coach coming out here to just have a quick chat with Madison. Just a reminder that after the game, we'll have the Instaprint post-game show. Take a look back at the game tonight, as well as a look at some of the other affiliates and take a look around the Northwest League. The Emeralds in sole possession of first place, but Everett hot on their tail, just one game back. Everett, of course, taking on the Spokane Indians tonight. A bit of a lopsided score in Spokane. Definitely have to see how that inning plays out. It's the bottom of the seventh there. So Madison appears to be all good. He'll be facing Garrett Spain. Spain, a lefty, facing off against Madison, the righty. The first pitch to Garrett. Misses inside for a ball. 91-mile-an-hour sinker there. Trying to work out of this tough, tough situation. Now some movement over there in the M's bullpen. Madison comes set. The 1-0 pitch misses just outside again for a ball. So Madison right now struggling to find the strike zone. Five straight balls for him. Needing a strike to battle back in this account. At bat. The 2-0 pitch. Down the first baseline and a fair ball. So one run will score. The runner from second hustling around third. That ball is in the M's bullpen. The runner from first electing to go home. So an RBI double for Garrett Spain. His first base hit here of the 2023 season. And a big one at that. A bases clearing RBI double. And the Canadians now have cut into the M's lead. The M's lead now just 8-5. It had been a great outing from Ben Madison up until that point. Now three earned runs charged to him. Up to 47 pitches. So Vancouver trailing 8-1 at one point. Now just trailing by three. First pitch taken in for a ball there. Alan Rodin, the left fielder for the Canadians. 0-3 so far tonight. A runner on second, though. Sure he would love to find a way to drive in that run. Madison comes set. The 1-0 pitch. Misses outside again for a ball. So a 2-0 count now here for Madison. Trying to find the strike zone and get out of this inning. The pitch, called in for a strike there. So Garrett Spain, who's batting ninth for the Canadians, a big time clutch hit out of him. A three run double from him. The 2-1 pitch now for Madison, misses for a ball. And that ball is past Max Wright, so the runner able to advance over to third. Things are starting to get a little bit dicey here at Rogers Field at Nat Bailey Stadium. The movement in the M's bullpen. Still trusting Madison here on the bump. Madison up to four strikeouts through 2 2/3. It'll be three balls and one strike now. The pitch. That ball is hammered out to right field. Jerry Dupree hustling back, and that ball will be down for a base hit. Roden hustling around first will elect to stay at second. So a two-out RBI double once again for the Canadians, and they trail now 8-6 here. So a big, big inning for Vancouver. Coming into this inning, trailing 8-2. Now it's just 8-6. All of the RBIs coming with two outs here this inning. And that will do it for Ben Madison here tonight. It was a great showing for him through the first two innings. Inherited a tough situation with runners on first and third. Was able to strike out the side. Last inning, a 1-2-3 inning. This inning, some serious, serious trouble. Walked the first batter, struck out the next one, and then had a pop out. So there was two outs with a runner just on first, and then a single, a walk, loaded up the bases for Garrett Spain. who was able to double down the first base side. And Roden now doubling with two outs, giving the Canadians their fourth run here of the evening. Just a reminder, folks, that spring is the season for baseball and home projects. Northwest Natural reminds you to call 811. Before you dig, to locate underground utility lines, it's free. Also, Western Oregon University, combining a great education with a sweet location, Western Oregon University offers a full array of undergraduate and graduate programs. Choose WOU for you at wou.edu and join their pack today. Also, just a reminder that Lane County Public Health encourages everyone to wash their hands with soap and water or to use hand sanitizer when going in and out of public spaces, and remember that wearing a mask always an option. So while we have a pitcher change here, gives me another chance to talk about the NFL draft. So of course, Bryce Young going first, CJ Stroud, the Ohio State quarterback, second to the Texans, and then the Texans moving back up to third overall to draft Will Anderson. A bit of a shocker at four with Anthony Richardson, the Florida quarterback, getting drafted by the Colts. A lot of people had Will Levis pegged to go there at the four spot to the Colts, and then, believe it or not, Will Levis actually falling out of the first round, did not get selected tonight. So three of the first four picks, quarterbacks, kind of what we were expecting. Maybe not exactly in the draft order that we were expecting, however. So we're back underway here. Jose Cruz on the bump for the Emeralds. First pitch taken in for a strike. So Jose Cruz, an international free agent signing. Haven't seen a ton of him so far this year. Rocking a 0 ERA, though. Next pitch, a check swing. Did go around. The count now 0-2. So we'll have to talk about Jose Cruz if he gets the batter out here a little bit more next inning, assuming we see him in the seventh. A very, very talented right-handed pitcher. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Did go around. So back-to-back check swings here to end the inning. The Canadians able to put up four runs, though, in the bottom of the sixth. So we'll head to the top of the seventh. The Emeralds, a 8-6 lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
In sports, the team with the best players usually wins. At ATCOR, we have assembled a team that is passionate about our mission, our values, and our strategic priorities. Do you want to be a part of a winning team? ATCOR is hiring. Join our growing team in manufacturing. Apply now at atcor.com/careers. ATCOR is a certified Great Place to Work company 2 years in a row. We offer great benefits and competitive pay. Apply now at atcor.com/careers.
Brothers Cleaning is celebrating 50 years in Lane County. Summer means M's baseball, and that it's time to clean your home or business's carpets and rugs after our wet Oregon winter. Check out our hundreds of five-star reviews and book your carpet cleaning with one of our nationally certified technicians today. Brothers also provides janitorial and other commercial cleaning services to local businesses. For home or business, visit us at brotherscleaning.com. Brothers Cleaning, the most trusted name in cleaning for 50 years.
Hello, this is Lisa Trulove, owner of Palace Coffee and Bakery. We are proud to now add coffee roasters to our name. We like to think of ourselves as utility players. Cafe, bakery, coffee roasters, mobile cafe, we do it all. Come see us at our downtown location, 842 Pearl Street. Step up to the plate and we'll raise our coffee mugs to the Eugene Emeralds.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Mark Fain's Fabulous Finds. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Rogers Field. Victor Barakoto set to lead off the top of the ninth. The Emeralds jumping out to the 8-1 lead early, but Vancouver coming roaring back, now trailing just by two. First bit pitch to Barakoto, taken for a ball there. So the M's offense going 1-2-3 the last two innings. Had the big lead. The momentum swinging quickly back to Vancouver, however. Next pitch to Barakoto, taken in for a strike. So I'm sure the M's would love to get things going here this inning, respond with some runs of their own. 4, 5, and 6 are due up for the M's. The 1-1 pitch just misses for a ball. So Barracudo so far today, a good game out of him. 2 for 3 with an RBI as well. RBI was back in the first part of that 2-run first inning for the Emeralds. The 2-1 misses high and inside for a ball there. Justin Kelly back out on the bump. Pitched last inning, struck out 1. Struck out Jared Dupree to end the inning. The 6'1" righty. The 3-1 taken in for a strike. Barracudo not liking that one. Was starting to trot down first. Asking for time now, just wants to reset. The crowd now really starting to get into this one here at Nat Bailey Stadium. Good crowd for a Thursday night ball game. The 3-2 pitch. The bat breaks a hard hit grounder over towards first. He will glove it and tag first. So Barracudo, who thought he had a walk, grounds out on the very next pitch. One out here now for the Emeralds in the top of the 7th. That'll bring up Luis Chirribio now. Chirribio, 1 for 2. Couple of RBIs for him, a walk as well as a strikeout. So Chirribio, who was batting 7th the first couple of games, now batting 6th here tonight. First pitch to him, taken in for a strike. So Barracudo, who has been the everyday third baseman most games for the M's, getting the start today at first with Dew sliding over to third. The 0-1 now to Chirribio, fouled off behind home. So quickly now, 0-2 for Chirribio. Seven straight batters retired for the M's. The 0-2 pitch misses low for a ball. So with seven straight batters being retired for the Emeralds, trying to break out of this one here. The M's 8 runs on 12 hits. The 0-2 pitch to Chirribio misses high and outside for a ball. So Chirribio's batting average now up over 300 at 304, a 986 OPS. It's been a strong, strong start to the season for the lefty. The 2-2, that ball is hit high into the air towards left field. The left fielder just moving over to his right a couple of steps, and he will make the catch. So 2 outs now for the M's. That'll bring up Max Wright. Max Wright trying to avoid being the 9th hitter retired. Wright so far today, 0 for 3, a pair of strikeouts. First pitch to him, misses inside for a ball from Kelly. 89 mile an hour is there. Asking for time for just a second. Ball boy trying to grab the ball behind home. Gordy Santos on deck here for the M's. Kelly comes set, the 1-0 pitch, taken in for a strike, 84 miles an hour. The crowd really starting to get into it. Like I mentioned, can feel a comeback starting to brew for the Canadians. The 1-1 pitch just misses on the outside there. 96 on the fastball. Kelly's velocity starting to ramp up here. Nobody on for the M's, 2 outs. The 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed, so 2-2 now on the count. M's desperately trying to find a base runner after such a hot start where they recorded 12 hits through the first 5 innings. So So Wright steps back into the box. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Kelly comes set on the mound. The 2-2 pitch just misses the infield. Thought that was strike three. Started running in. It was a breaking ball that broke back into the zone, but just not quite in time. So a full count now here for Wright. The 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. A strikeout on six pitches. So the Canadians, who have come roaring back in this one here, trail just by two as we head to the bottom of the seventh. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Get away from it all at Eugene's beautiful wine country at Sweet Cheeks Winery. Whether it's your first time visiting a winery or you're a wine pro, their friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you find the perfect bottle. Everyone who visits is like family. You can reserve your wine experience at SweetCheeksWinery.com. The tasting room is open daily from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. for wine tastings or wine by the glass and bottle at Sweet Cheeks Winery.
Are you tired of living with chronic pain? Pacific Sports and Spine is here to help. We specialize in interventional pain management care for patients in the Eugene and Roseburg areas. Our team of experienced board-certified physicians are dedicated to finding the right treatment for you. Whether it's sports-related injuries, arthritis, back, neck, leg, or even shoulder pain, we have state-of-the-art solutions for you. Don't suffer any longer. Visit us online at PacificSportsAndSpine.com. Pacific Sports and Spine, your trusted physician for pain management.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Northwest Sport Fishing. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Rogers Field here in Vancouver, Canada. The Canadians, putting up four runs in the bottom of the sixth, have come roaring back. So trailing by just two now. Rainer Nunez set to be up for the Canadians. So 3-4-5 here for them in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch misses inside. So Jose Cruz on the bump for the M's. The 6-foot, 203-pound, 22-year-old. The 1-0 now. Swung on and missed. Count will even up at one. So Cruz, the righty, an international free agent signing back in 2017. Comes set now. The pitch misses inside again for a ball. Last year with San Jose, 52 and a thirds. A 2.06 ERA with 86 strikeouts. Next pitch misses outside for a ball, so the count moves to 3-1 now. So he was dominant, a .84 whip, just walking 23 batters. Looking to keep things rolling here. Hasn't appeared in a ton of games so far yet this season for the M's. The 3-1 pitch, that ball is hammered out foul over towards the first base side. So Cruz, the Giants' number 30 prospect, according to MLB.com, so just cracking in to that top 30 rankings. The 3-2 pitch misses upstairs. A leadoff walk here for the Canadians to start the bottom of the seventh. That'll bring up Alex De Jesus. Jesus so far today, 0-for-1, a pair of walks, has scored both times he's reached base. The cleanup hitter got the start today at third base. International free agent signing back in 2018 from the Dodgers. Acquired in a trade from the Blue Jays. First pitch to him. Check swing did go around. So the count now 0-1 here. 94 on the fastball there from Cruz. Next pitch to him, swung on and missed again. So quickly now, 0-2. Strikeout would be massive here. Always a double play opportunity. Both middle infielders playing pretty far back. Toribio holding on Nunez over there at first. Batter asking for time here, so he steps out for just a second. Now steps back into the box. Cruz comes set. The 0-2 pitch did not go around, so the count now. One ball and two strikes here. So the Canadians, after trailing 8-1, have retired 10 straight Emeralds batters. Cruz takes a look back at the runner at first. The 1-2 pitch misses outside for a ball. So the count now, 2-2. Jesus batting 180 on the season, one homer, four RBIs. Looking to get things rolling here. The 2-2 pitch misses just outside for a ball. So the count moves full here with nobody out. The leadoff runner reaching base on a walk. A big, big time pitch here for the Emeralds. The payoff pitch swung on and missed. So Cruz able to strike out DeJesus here. So one out now for the Canadians in the bottom of the seventh. That'll bring up Kay Doty now. Doty so far today, 1-for-3, struck out earlier. Doty, the eighth-ranked prospect for the Blue Jays. Chance to do some damage here. The first pitch to him, and that ball is hammered out to left field and will be down for a base hit. Nunez electing to stay at second. So a tough, tough situation here now brewing for the Emeralds. Runners on first and second. Josh Kasevich up. Kasevich today, 1-for-2, a run scored, as well as a ribby. The former Oregon Duck, drafted last year in the second round. Batting sixth here tonight for the Canadians. First pitch to him, taken upstairs for a ball. So Toribio not holding on Doty at first. The middle infield playing pretty far deep. Santos kind of shading in over towards second base, holding the runner on just a little bit. The 1-0 pitch, called in for a strike there, 94 mile an hour on the fastball. So the M's trying to work out of this inning here. Cruz comes set on the bump. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, so now, quickly, the count 1-2 here against Kasevich. Cruz walked the first batter, struck out the second, and then allowed a single. So runners in scoring position here for the Canadians. The 1-2 pitch misses just outside. The runner hustling towards third, the throw in, not in time. So Nunez able to advance to third on that. The throwdown from right. Damon Dews thought he had the tag. So a great heads-up base running there from Nunez. So it's runners on the corners now for the Canadians. The double play, still a possibility. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here in the bottom of the seventh. Cruz, the righty, comes set on the bump. The 2-2 pitch. The runner had taken off from first. A weak dribbler. Dupree and Wright catch it. Does not catch it. Drops the ball. The runner now hustling home. The throw into second. He will be out. So one run across the board for the Canadians. A bit of a weird play there. So Doty over at first. It was a stolen base attempt. A weak fly ball out to right sent him back. Jerry Dupree hustled in. Wasn't quite able to get there in time. So he dropped it. The runner on third able to score. Dupree quickly getting up, though, throwing the ball into Gordy Santos at second for the out. So it's a one-run ball game here. That next pitch is hammered out to right center field. Dupree and McRae going back. Dupree calling it off and will make the catch. So one run here for the Canadians in the bottom of the seventh. And at one point, it was a 8-1 ball game. Now 8-7. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score and Bally Live.
Are you looking for good times? We aren't hard to find. Located in Central Eugene, Good Times Bar is ready for anything you throw at us. And we've partnered with the Eugene Emeralds to offer you an out-of-the-park deal. Come in on game day with your M's ticket and get $5 off your order of $20 or more all season long. We'll even make it a double and offer happy hour specials and pricing during any MLB game. So come enjoy America's pastime with friends, family, and us. Have yourself some good times this season.
Summer is upon us, and it's a great time to come to the coast and visit Sea Lion Caves, America's largest sea cave. Take our elevator 208 feet down into a spectacular nature experience. Visit our gift shop with thousands of unique gifts, artwork, and collectibles. And of course, you will enjoy our homemade fudge and popcorn made right here in our gift shop. Sea Lion Caves is just a short drive north of Florence on Highway 101. Come visit. It's a new adventure every day at Sea Lion Caves.
No matter where you go or how you get there, Selco's along for the ride. With mobile deposits and transfers at your fingertips, the security and convenience of mobile payments, and a nationwide network of 30,000 free ATMs. So live a mobile life, and soon you'll be living a good life. Selco Community Credit Union. Join us today.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Eugene Electric Bicycles. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Rogers Field here at Nat Bailey Stadium. The Emeralds, a one-run lead here in the top of the eighth. Gordy Santos set to lead things off, the switch hitter for the Emeralds. 1-for-3 so far today with a run scored. Did get caught stealing earlier. So he steps into the box now, the switch hitter. First pitch to him, taken in for a strike there. So it was a 7-run lead for the Emeralds. Now just one here. 10 straight batters retired for the Ems. Next pitch misses just outside for a ball. So the Ems, 3 straight innings without a base runner. Connor Larkin now pitching for the Canadians. Larkin comes set, the next pitch misses just outside for a ball. So Larkin, a right-handed pitcher, comes into this one with a 12.27 ERA. 2-1 now here to Gordy. Next pitch swung on and missed, 93 miles an hour there on the fastball. So Larkin, 6'1", 205-pounder, just 24 years old. Come set now on the 2-2 pitch. Fouled off by Gordy. So Larkin this year, 3 appearances. 2 innings against Tri-City of scoreless ball. An inning of scoreless ball at Everett. And then he pitched again later in that series, giving up 5 earned runs in 2/3 of an inning. 2 base hits, couple of walks. The 2-2 pitch now to Gordy. That ball is hammered out to right field. Right fielder going back. Watching that one, and that ball will leave. A leadoff solo home run from Gordy Santos, and the Emeralds now with a 2-run lead here in the top of the eighth. A great, great piece of hitting there from Gordy. The Emeralds had 10 straight batters retired. That is a heck of a way to break out of that one. So that'll be Gordy's second hit of the day, his second homer as well of the season. First pitch to Damon Dews, taken for a ball there. Dews so far today, 1-for-3 with a run scored. 8 of the 9 Emeralds batters now all have a base hit tonight. Next pitch to Dews, fouled off behind home. So a great, great response from the Emeralds in the top of the eighth after giving up a run last inning, getting that run back quickly. The next pitch to Dews, taken in for a ball. So So the count now, 2 balls and 1 strike. That last pitch, an 85-mile-an-hour off-speed. The 2-1 swung on and missed from Dupree. 90 miles an hour there. So Dupree now, or excuse me, Dews, batting 286 this year. Still doesn't have a home run. Couple of ribbies and some runs. The 2-2 pitch, a chopper over towards the second baseman who makes the catch. So kind of a weirdly hit ball there from Dews, hit right at Kay Doty, slid a couple steps over. So one out now here for the Emeralds in the top of the eighth. That'll bring up Grant McCray now. McCray, 2 for 4 today, 2 runs, 2 ribbies. First 2 plate appearances, a single. The next one, a triple that scored 2 runs. First pitch to him, taken outside for a ball. So it's been a fantastic day for Grant McCray, who had been in a bit of a slump, breaking out of it here tonight. The 1-0 pitch to McCray swung on and missed. Fastball that was elevated there, 90 miles an hour from the pitcher. So Larkin comes set on the bump. The 1-1 taken in for a strike. So 1 ball, 2 strike now here for Grant McCray. Larkin, a former 9th rounder back in 2021 from the University of Penn State, the Nittany Lions. Looking for a big strikeout here. The 1-2 pitch goes down looking on 4 pitches. So a strikeout here for McCray in the top of the eighth. Iverson Ortega now up to bat. Ortega so far today, 2 for 4. Couple of runs scored as well. Grounded out in his last plate appearance. So he now steps into the box facing the righty. First pitch, that ball is hit high into the air, out towards center field in the second baseman. Center fielder calling it off, and he will make the catch. So a leadoff home run from Gordy Santos extends the M's lead to 2. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. The M's up 9-7. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
Hello.
Hello. Come on in. Take a look around.
Oh, you all sell secondhand?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a senior discount?
Yes, ma'am. Not that I imagine you qualify, though.
Oh, stop it. Say, do you have a discount for military families?
Absolutely, ma'am.
Great.
Active or inactive, and we thank you for your service.
I think I'm going to like it here.
Eugene's newest, thriftiest thrift store. Gently used items at yesteryear's prices. Mark Fain's fabulous finds. Vets get 20% off. 2100 East Broadway, Suite 1.
Heading out to the ballgame this summer? Glide to PK Park on a beautiful new e-bike from Eugene Electric Bicycles. Our skilled and knowledgeable technicians are always available to help you search through our huge selection of brand names and styles to help find the perfect e-bikes for you and your family. We'll also match the cost of any competitor, and we deliver. Eugene Electric Bicycles is the original e-bike shop in Eugene and proud to be sponsors of the Eugene Emeralds. Slide into our store at 645 River Road or call us at 541-735-3137. Go M's! If you're looking for something fun to do with the guys, your team, or family, look no further than Northwest Sport Fishing on the beautiful Oregon coast at Winchester Bay and Charleston. Captain Justin Rudy is ready to take you and your group on a premier charter fishing trip that will provide lifelong memories. We are ready to get you hooked onto halibut, rockfish, tuna, and salmon. We even have pots full of crab ready to pull up for you if you want an unforgettable meal. So don't wait. Book online now at northwestsportfishing.com or call direct at 541-733-6061. The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Mark Fain's Fabulous Finds. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back in to Rogers Field, the bottom of the eighth inning. A new pitcher here for the Emeralds, Hunter Dula, set to pitch. The 6'1", 220-pounder was part of the Eugene roster last year. 46 innings for him between San Jose and Eugene, a 4.11 ERA, a 1.43 whip with 56 strikeouts. He comes set the first pitch, taken just outside for a ball. Yomer Hernandez, the batter, batting eighth. So Dula, 93-94 on the four seam, a changeup that sits about 88. Next pitch is fouled off, as well as a slider. So likes to mix up that changeup and the slider. We'll see what he does against 8-9-1 for the Canadians. Gordy Santos last inning, of course, a solo homer from him. The 1-1 pitch misses just upstairs for a ball, 94 on the radar gun. So Dula, an 18th rounder back in 2021 from Wingate University. The 1-1 pitch misses for a ball. So the count now, 3-1 now. After this at bat, I have a great fun fact about Dula. Not sure if it's real or not, but it's one of my favorite facts about any of these players. The 3-1 pitch swung on and missed. So it's a full count now for Hernandez. Hernandez so far tonight, 1-for-2, a walk, a ribby, as well as a run. Looking to get on base here now for the Canadians. The payoff pitch swung on and missed. So Dula striking out Hernandez on 6 pitches. So one out now here for the M's in the bottom of the 8th. So the fun fact I talked about, Dula. Again, I can't officially verify this, folks, but it says that he once wrestled a grizzly bear on a hunting trip in Alaska. Now, I don't know how he's still walking after that, but it's a great fact. First pitch, a bunt attempt from Spain goes foul. Spain, of course, back in the 6th inning, a clutch moment from him. His first base hit of the year, a bases loaded situation with 2 outs. Hit a double down the first baseline that scored all 3 runs. Looking to get on base once again here tonight. The 0-1 swung on and missed. The count now 0-2. I mean, how do you even wrestle a grizzly bear? It doesn't make sense to me. Can't get over it. So it's an 0-2 count now here for Dula. The pitch swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts here for Dula to start the bottom of the 8th. Dula became the 5th Wingate Bulldog to ever be drafted back in 2021. Pitched in 4 games for the M's. Alan Boden now up to bat for the Canadians. 1-for-4 so far today with an RBI. First pitch to him is hammered over Damon Dew's head at third and is down for a base hit. So a 2-out single here for the Canadians. Dasan Brown now up to bat. The potential game-tying run here in this one. Brown so far today, he's 0-for-4, pair of strikeouts. 15th ranked prospect for the Blue Jays. The righty, first pitch to him, called in for a strike there, 94. Miles an hour on the radar gun. So Dula up to 11 pitches, 8 strikes so far this inning. The 0-1, breaking ball in the dirt. Max Wright does a good job at just staying in behind that one. Runner thought about taking off just for a second. Elected to stay, so the count now moves to 1-1 here for Dula against Brown. The 1-1 pitch fouled off just behind home. So the count now 1-2 here. Trying to work his way out of this inning. Give the Emeralds a 2-run lead heading into the 9th. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Just missed. So the count now sitting. 2-2 here. Dula facing off against Brown. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. 3 strikeouts for Hunter Dula in the bottom of the 8th. The Emeralds will take a 9-7 lead here as we head to the top of the 9th. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score and Bally Live.
Emeralds baseball is rooted here. As the weather warms up, that means Sluggo, Prince Buckler ice cream helmets, and the beer batter. The boys are back home at PK May 2nd through the 7th with a whole new slate of promotions. It all starts Tuesday with a $10 burger and brew special. Wednesday is another bring your dog to the park night. Thirsty Thursday means $5 tickets and $3 beers all season long. The party keeps going on Friday for Cinco de Mayo with $3 margaritas. The Exploding Whales will take the field on Saturday, May 6th, and Monarca's Sunday will feature a live mariachi performance. Get all the info and purchase your tickets at emeraldsbaseball.com.
A great coach will tell you the secret to hitting is keeping your eye on the ball. At Kendall Auto Group, knocking an amazing customer experience out of the park is all about where we're focused. At Kendall, our focus is on you. Shop new or used at any of the 7 Kendall dealerships in Eugene and find fair prices, zero hassles, and a straightforward car buying experience. When it's time for something new, stop by any Kendall location in Eugene or get started at KendallAutoOregon.com. Kendall, let's start something great.
Lane County Public Health asks everyone to think about their respiratory health and hand hygiene as they return to public gatherings. It's important to know that as many of us begin to go maskless, the risk of catching and spreading COVID-19 and other viruses might increase. That's why it's up to us as individuals to assess our own risk when choosing to attend gatherings without a mask. Just know that washing or sanitizing your hands is always encouraged, and wearing a mask is still an option when going out in public. Contact your primary care physician or Lane County Public Health for more information about respiratory health and hand hygiene.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Northwest Sport Fishing. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back in to Rogers Field here at Nat Bailey Stadium. The top of the ninth for the Emeralds. Logan Wyatt set to lead things off here. Wyatt so far today, 1-for-4, a run scored and a ribby. First pitch to him misses way outside for a ball. TJ Brock now, the pitcher here for the Canadians, coming in for relief of Connor Larkin. The 1-0 pitch to Wyatt. That ball is a weak dribbler hidden out in front of the plate. The catcher goes to grab it, slides a little bit, still makes an incredible throw. So one out here now for the Canadians in the top of the ninth. Yomer Hernandez, what a play from the catcher. Went to grab the ball, slipped a little bit, fired it over still to first. So that'll bring up Jared Dupree now. Dupree, so far today, he's 2-for-4, a run scored and an RBI. Brock comes set, the first pitch to Dupree. That ball is hammered out to right field, going down the line, will be down for a base hit. Right fielder giving chase. Dupree trying to extend this to two. The throw in, thrown out by a mile. Two outs now for the Emeralds in the top of the ninth. Bit of a head-scratching decision there from Jared Dupree to try to turn that one into two. So two or three pitches, two outs already for the Emeralds in the top of the ninth. Victor Barracoto now up to bats. 2-for-4 so far today with a ribby. Brock comes set, looking to make quick work of the Emeralds here in the top of the ninth. First pitch way inside for a ball. So Brock, a 23-year-old, 4 games, 2-0 record, 1.69 ERA. Also with a save. The 1-0 pitch taken for a ball there. So Brock appeared twice in the Everett series, pitching 2 1/3 innings, no runs and no hits allowed. Also pitched twice against Tri-Cities in 3 innings, just 1 hit allowed and 1 run. Two outs, nobody on here for the Emeralds. The 2-0 pitch, taken in for a strike. Count moves to 2-1. What's been a crazy game here tonight at Rogers Field. Would expect something crazy to happen here. The next pitch swung on and missed by Barracoda, who lets go of his bat. Flies all the way back to the backstop. So it's a 2-2 count now here for Barracoda. The crowd chirping him a little bit, trying to continue giving the momentum to the Canadians after they've come roaring back into this one. So Barracoda adjusts a little bit. getting ready to step back into the box here. Ump giving the play ball sign. So here we go. Two outs, nobody on, two outs. 2-2 count. That ball is hit over towards the third baseman and through for a base hit. So it's a single here for Victor Barracoto. With two outs here in the top of the ninth. That'll bring up Luis Toribio now. Toribio so far today, he's 1-for-3, two RBIs, a walk and a strikeout, trying to give the Emeralds some more insurance runs. So Barracoda with a single here with one out. The first pitch to Toribio, taken just outside for a ball. So TJ Brock, the pitcher for the Canadians, a sixth rounder in 2022 out of Ohio State. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed from Toribio. 97 there on the fastball. So Brock and Emeralds pitcher Seth Lonsway, teammates at the Ohio State University. So it's one ball, one strike here now against Toribio. The pitch taken outside for a ball, an off speed there that just missed. So two outs here for the M's. Barracoto being held on at first. The 2-1 pitch taken low and inside for a ball. So now a 3-1 count. The M's, after jumping out to a huge lead, having 10 batters retired in a row, now up by just two. The 3-1 pitch, that ball is hammered out to left field, going back to the wall. The left fielder will watch that ball leave. A two-run home run from Luis Toribio. And the Emeralds now with the 11-7 lead. An opposite field home run, very, very similar to his home run last night. Going opposite field for the second consecutive evening. The Emeralds now with some insurance runs. That's Toribio's fourth homer of the year. A big time, much needed homer from Toribio here in the ninth. That'll bring up Max Wright now. Max Wright so far today, 0-for-4, three strikeouts. The only Emerald in the lineup without a hit. All other eight guys recording at least one so far here. The 1-0 pitch now to Wright. Takes a strike looking. So a two-run homer from Luis Toribio gives the Emeralds the insurance runs that they need. The 1-1 now to Wright. That ball is hit high into the air towards first base, hooking out of play, just foul. Looks like there's some movement over there in the Emeralds bullpen. We'll have to see who it is. One ball, two strikes now. Nobody on with two outs for Max Wright. A check swing did go around, so a four-pitch strikeout against Max Wright will end the inning here. So we'll head to the bottom of the ninth. A two-run homer gives the Emeralds the 11-7 lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score and Bally Live.
The living is fantastic right now. There's so much to do and see. Going to an M's game, hanging with friends, wrapping down the McKenzie, celebrating a wedding, enjoying a barbecue. Whatever you do, have fun and be sure you're safe on the road. Think about sharing a ride or hailing a ride. Make the right choice. Grab a ride, just don't drink and drive. This is a friendly reminder from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, to be sure you get home safely.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at McKenzie Willamette Medical Center. You'll find telemedicine services for neurology and critical care, and specialists in general surgery, cardiology, and orthopedics, plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. We are safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff. McKenzie Willamette Medical Center is owned in part by physicians.
Springtime in Oregon. Fresh air, sunshine, and new beginnings. Make sure you're ready to tackle spring and summer fun with health coverage and savings from OregonHealthcare.gov. If you've experienced a life-changing event like having a baby, getting married, or losing other health coverage like OHP, you should visit OregonHealthcare.gov to get covered today. It's less expensive than you might think, and you could receive financial help based on your income. Experts are available in your community to help you select the plan that works for you and your family. Get started at OregonHealthcare.gov.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Eugene Electric Bicycles. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Rogers Field here at Nat Bailey Stadium. The bottom of the ninth, Rainer Nunez set to lead things off here for the Canadians. So their 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up. Pitching change for the M's, Tyler Myrick now on the bump. First pitch swung on and fouled off hard at the M's dugout. Someone wasn't quite ready for that one. So the count now moves to 0-1. So Myrick, a 14th rounder back in 2021, set to try to close things down here. The next pitch, a hard grounder over towards Gordy Santos at second. He'll glove it, flip it to Toribio at first, and quickly now one out here for the Canadians in the bottom of the ninth. So last inning, Hunter Duell on the mound. Couple of strikeouts for him. Tyler Myrick now coming in to relieve him. Myrick last year pitched with San Jose and Eugene. Couple of appearances with the M's to end the year. Alex De Jesus now up to bat. First pitch taken inside for a ball. So Tyler Myrick, a four-seamer that sits about 93 to 94. The 1-0 pitch just misses his spot there. So 2-0 against the Canadians cleanup hitter. Also has a slider he likes to incorporate. Next pitch bounces in the dirt there. So quickly now, 3-0 here against De Jesus. He comes set on the bump. One out here in the bottom of the ninth. The 3-0. Fastball in on the corner there for a strike. So Myrick drafted out of Florida International University. He was named an all-star with Spencer Bivens. The 3-1 pitch taken in for a strike. So named an all-star with Spencer Bivens back in the fall league. So it's a full count now with one out and nobody on. De Jesus steps back into the box. Myrick comes set. The 3-2 pitch. A hard hit ball over towards Dews at third, who gloves it, fires it across the diamond to Toribio. In time to make the play. An incredible play from Damon Dews over at third. Able to glove a screamer hit at him. Fired it, a one-hopper across the diamond. Toribio and Santos going over and high-fiving after that one. Two guys not playing in their usual positions. Dews usually at second. Toribio usually getting the start at third. So that'll bring up Kay Doty now. First pitch to him misses outside for a ball. 93 on the fastball there. So the Canadians, after coming back down 8-1, now down to their final out. The next pitch fouled off out of play behind first base. So they cut the lead to 1, but a Gordy Santos solo homer, as well as a Luis Toribio two-run shot, gave the M's the 11-7 lead. The 1-1 pitch from Myrick just misses outside for a ball there. So it'll be 2 balls, 1 strike, nobody on here for the Canadians. The 2-1, that ball is hit hard to Ortega at short. He will glove it. Fired across the diamond to Toribio, and that will be the final out of the ball game. So the Emeralds, after jumping out to a big lead, things got close for just a second. Take this one 11-7 against the Canadians. A great, great showing to give the M's their 12th win of the season. So we're just going to step aside here, take a quick break, and when we're back, we'll be live with the Instaprint postgame show. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score and Bally Live.
Hello!
Hello. Come on in. Take a look around.
Oh, you all sell secondhand?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a senior discount?
Yes, ma'am. Not that I imagine you qualify, though.
Oh, stop it. Say, do you have a discount for military families?
Absolutely, ma'am.
Great.
Active or inactive. And we thank you for your service.
I think I'm going to like it here.
Eugene's newest, thriftiest thrift store. Gently used items at yesteryear's prices. Mark Fain's fabulous finds. Vets get 20% off. 2100 East Broadway, Suite 1.
Heading out to the ballgame this summer? Glide to PK Park on a beautiful new e-bike from Eugene Electric Bicycles. Our skilled and knowledgeable technicians are always available to help you search through our huge selection of brand names and styles to help find the perfect e-bikes for you and your family. We'll also match the cost of any competitor, and we deliver. Eugene Electric Bicycles is the original e-bike shop in Eugene and proud to be sponsors of the Eugene Emeralds. Slide into our store at 645 River Road or call us at 541-735-3137. Go M's! If you're looking for something fun to do with the guys, your team, or family, look no further than Northwest Sport Fishing on the beautiful Oregon coast at Winchester Bay and Charleston. Captain Justin Rudy is ready to take you and your group on a premier charter fishing trip that will provide lifelong memories. We are ready to get you hooked onto halibut, rockfish, tuna, and salmon. We even have pots full of crab ready to pull up for you if you want an unforgettable meal. So don't wait. Book online now at northwestsportfishing.com or call direct at 541-733-6061.
Are you tired of living with chronic pain? Pacific Sports and Spine is here to help. We specialize in interventional pain management care for patients in the Eugene and Roseburg areas. Our team of experienced board-certified physicians are dedicated to finding the right treatment for you. Whether it's sports-related injuries, arthritis, back, neck, leg, or even shoulder pain, we have state-of-the-art solutions for you. Don't suffer any longer. Visit us online at pacificsportsandspine.com. Pacific Sports and Spine, your trusted physician for pain management.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Northwest Sport Fishing. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Rogers Field for the Instaprint postgame show. Visit Instaprint for everything from self-serve copies to commercial printing and mailing. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff can take your project from idea to completion. So the Emeralds able to win Game 3 here against the Vancouver Canadiens in the six-game series. They take it by the final score of 11-7. The M's 11 runs on 16 hits with one error. Vancouver 7 runs on 8 hits. So it was an offense performance from both teams today. The Emeralds, 8 of the 9 batters, recording a base hit. Luis Toribio, of course, last inning, a 2-run home run. Gordy Santos, a solo shot, back in the top of the 8th. McRae going 2-for-5 today with a triple that scored a pair of runs, as well as Jared Dupree and Victor Barrichotto, both with 3-hit performances. So it was Toribio leading the way with 4 RBIs tonight, McRae having 2, so an all-around, well-balanced attack. Starting pitcher Eric Silva today went 3 innings, allowed 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. So he struggled just a little bit. It was only the second and third earned run he's allowed so far this season. So his ERA moves to 1.80. Hunter Dula and Tyler Myrick, as well as Jose Cruz, coming in for a couple of innings of shutout work. Dula allowing just 1 hit, 3 strikeouts. Tyler Myrick coming into the game to close it out for the Emeralds. Didn't allow a single base hit or a walk. So an all-around great performance from the M's as they now move to 12-5. They keep sole possession of first place. The Canadians dropping this one, moving to 6-8. So let's do a quick look around and see how the other Giants affiliates held up. So San Jose losing a tough one to Fresno, 2-6. The Richmond Flying Squirrels, they just keep winning ballgames, folks. They're now 12-6, a 7-2 win from them tonight. The Sacramento Valley River Cats lost game 2 of a doubleheader, losing that one 1-0. Now it's time for the Destination Newport out-of-town scoreboard. Discover all Newport has to offer. A world-class aquarium, museums, the beautiful Head Lighthouse, and more. Your adventure starts at discovernewport.com. So earlier today, the Hillsboro Hops, an 11 o'clock start time against the Tri-City Dust Devils. The Hops came into this one on a 10-game losing streak, finally able to win a game against Tri-Cities. They won that one 6-3. So the Hops now 7-11. Tri-Cities 7-10. Of course, with the Emeralds winning tonight, their 12th win of the year. So it was Everett coming into tonight, one game back, came into this one, a 10-6 record, taking on the Spokane Indians. And my, oh my, what a game that must have been. Everett scored 8 runs on 13 hits. You might think to yourself, that might have been enough to do it. But it wasn't, and it wasn't even close. So Spokane putting up 17 runs of their own on 19 hits. So the Emeralds now jumping out to a 2-game lead in the Northwest League. A chance to continue extending that out tomorrow night. Actually, I should say tomorrow day. So the next 3 ball games. Listen, I don't know why they're called Nooners, but we got Nooners, even though they start at 105. Also, just a reminder, folks, that locally owned and operated, Instaprint is conveniently located downtown at 909 Garfield near West 11th. So we have a couple of 1 o'clock games to finish out this series. So a 105 first pitch tonight, or tomorrow, from Rogers Field here at Nat Bailey Stadium. Great pitchers matchup in store. We'll have all of that before first pitch tomorrow night. I'll be live at 12:55. So thank you, everyone, to tuning in tonight. A great day when the Emeralds are able to win a ball game. So we'll be back tomorrow here at Rogers Field. Thanks so much for everybody listening, and have a good night. See you guys.
Thank you for listening to another Eugene Emeralds broadcast on your home for the M's, 95.3 The Score. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.